I'm not their Stephanos. But I have been asked by Der Stephanos today to celebrate the Badarak, along with some of our seminarians and some other participants of a wonderful weekend for deacons and choir members at the Ararat Center, which was sponsored by St. Nerses Seminary. So it worked out well that we were looking for a place for Badarak, and Der Stephanos had a commitment elsewhere on this day, so we are here, and we're happy to be here. Der Stephanos called me last week and gave me very implicit directions about what I am to say during the sermon today. He tells me that you have, for the month of October, a series of Sundays dedicated to understanding the Badarak, to learning more about the Badarak, what it means and how it fits together and what its importance is for our lives. And he asked me if I would devote my sermon today to the beginning of the Badarak, and I'm very happy to do that. Hanun hor yevort vo yevokvin serpo amen. What I would like you all to do is to reach in front of you in your pews and pull out this nice red pew book and turn to page 4. And I want to talk today with you for a few minutes about the first hymn that we sing and that we hear during the Badarak. Chorut Chorin is the name of this hymn. And it's on page 4 of your red Badarak books. This is a hymn that was composed by a father of the Armenian church named Khachadur Daronatsi, who lived in the 9th century, long, long ago. So the first thing we learn about our Badarak today is that we have been given a treasure that comes from many, many places and times and from many different authors and saints and church fathers. And one of them is this wonderful theologian and Armenian church father named Khachadur Daronatsi. And he composed this hymn, Chorut Chorin. This is the hymn that is sung at the very beginning of the Badarak as the priest and the deacons are coming out into the church. And what you have in your book here is just one verse, actually two verses of this hymn. But actually, the hymn has many, many verses. Oh, 20 or 30 verses. One more beautiful than the next. Poetic. Filled with images from the Bible. That's really all it is images from the Bible pasted together in beautiful poetry. And theology. Already setting out to explain and express what it is that we do as Armenian Christians on Sunday. So this is the first hymn of the Badarak, Chorut Chorin. It's also the very first words that we hear on Sunday morning at the Badarak. The first words, if you're here on time, that you hear are these words, Chorut Chorin, Anhas, Anezkispen, Vor zartaretser zverin bedutunet, Iharakast an maduits lusuin, Kerabans parok ztasis rerinats. And that's the first verse. So what I want to do with you today is to draw you deeper into that hymn. When we want to understand the Badarak, we can really start anywhere. You don't have to start at the beginning. The Badarak is crafted over the centuries by our church fathers in such a way that you can choose virtually any hymn, practically any prayer, any page, even a line from a prayer. And very likely, if you reflect on that carefully, that one line, that one hymn, that one prayer, that one karos, you're going to get very quickly right to the heart of the Badarak. And that's the case with this hymn, Chorut Chorin. Now, think about it. Back in the 4th century, St. Gregory the Illuminator converts all of the Armenian people to Christianity. He brings the Church of Christ to Armenia. And he says, now we have to start doing the Badarak. We need to create the service of the Lord's Supper, the service of Holy Communion. And that's what they do. They look at their Christian neighbors to the west, Greek-speaking Christians, to the south, Syriac-speaking Christians, and they say, we need to have a beautiful Sunday service so that we can do what Jesus told us that we have to do. Get together regularly and break the bread of the Lord's body and drink the cup, the wine of His blood, so that He can abide in us and we can abide in Him. And they sat down and they began to compose prayers. And somebody at a certain point had to say, how are we going to start this nice service? Where do we begin? Do we start with a Bible reading? Or should we start with a prayer? Or maybe we should start with a psalm. And at a certain point, someone said, we need to start with this hymn. So that the very first words that Armenians hear on Sunday morning will be, Horut Horin. The very first words. What do those words mean? Mystery deep. Profound mystery. Now I wonder if you ever stop to think about that. That's rather interesting. Deep mystery, profound mystery. The first words of our Badarak are not praise to God, for example. They're not Lord have mercy, Dervogormia. We say that, but we say it later. We don't even say Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, come and abide with us. We don't say that. The very first words of the Badarak are profound mystery. Our church fathers want us to know that what we do on Sunday mornings, what our people over the centuries have handed down for us, what Jesus Christ Himself gave to us on that last night of His life at the Last Supper is not something simple. It's not just a matter of, well, we'll go to church for a few minutes on Sunday. No. It is a profound mystery. It is a profound mystery that is anhas, inscrutable. Anhas means you can't get there. No matter how deep you dig into this mystery to try to understand it, you'll never reach the end. Not in this world. The mystery is not a detective mystery. It's not a mystery to be solved. The mystery is a person. That person is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We are singing, if you look at these words carefully, a song addressed to the mystery. O mystery deep, inscrutable, without beginning, you have decked your supernal realm as a nuptial chamber to the light unapproachable, and adorned with splendid glory the ranks of the fiery spirits. We're talking to someone. We're singing to the mystery. The mystery is not a thing. The mystery is Jesus Christ. And that is a mystery that we cannot ever put in a box. We can't get to the bottom of the mystery. The mystery is always deeper. We are invited in the Badarak to something which always takes us deeper. If we're participating faithfully, every Sunday we should be drawn a little bit closer to Jesus, a little bit closer to God. We should understand a little bit better. And the next Sunday, a little bit better. And the next Sunday, a little bit better. That's, of course, if we go every Sunday. That's another problem. Do we go at the beginning and even hear these words? Or do we filter in toward the middle, toward the end? Well, we can't hope to grow in this mystery, grow close to God, if we take the Badarak lightly. The first words of the Badarak in this hymn tell us, don't take this lightly. This is not like anything else you do in your lives, because this mystery, this Jesus Christ, is greater than the greatest thing you have ever seen. He is holier than the holiest experience you've ever had. He is more powerful than the greatest power in the universe in all history. He is able to do things which no one else, no other force, no government, no army, no person, no intellect can accomplish. That's the mystery. Beyond. More than we can imagine. Inscrutable. Anhas. And furthermore, without beginning. O mystery, deep, inscrutable, without beginning. Strange words to hear at the beginning of the Badarak. At the beginning of the Badarak, the hymn tells us, you're not at the beginning, you're already on the way. Because you're already together with Christ somehow. You're already on a journey. It doesn't matter how you've lived your life until this moment. What matters is that you take a hold of this great mystery, Jesus, and never mind what you did yesterday. Never mind what you might have done last year that's weighing on your conscience. Today is the new day, and we're already on the way. Come join us. That's what the hymn tells us at the beginning of the Badarak. Come on board. Come and be a part of this wonderful holy church. Come and be a part of these Armenians in Water of Elites, who are a part of a huge civilization of Armenians that goes back 2,000 years praying to God. And we have been praying these words and celebrating this liturgy for all that time. So there are no easy steps to learning the Badarak. It's not, we can't break it down into four or five easy steps and then suddenly you understand it. People say, Father Daniel, help me, teach me the Badarak. Come to our church and lecture for an hour so that our people will understand the Badarak. Well, we can't understand God fully. We can only grow more closely to Him. And since the mystery, the profound mystery, is God in Jesus Christ, we can't know Him either. All we can do is keep walking closer. And with every step, we feel stronger. We feel closer to Him. So the Badarak is not something to be learned. It's not something to be studied. It's something to be lived. It's something to be experienced. It's a journey. It's a person. It's Jesus. Now this is a hymn that is sung, actually should begin to be sung while the priest is putting on his vestments. And if you look carefully at the words, you see that the words talk about getting dressed, getting prepared. You have adorned your heavenly kingdom, your supernal realm, as a nuptial chamber for light unapproachable. You have adorned the fiery spirits, the angels, with splendid glory. It's all about getting ready. And Chorut Chorin, the hymn, tells us that Jesus is getting ready for us. Well, we have to get ready too on Sunday morning for Badarak. But Jesus in heaven is preparing a place for us. He's decorating it. He's decorating heaven in preparation for us. He wants us to come through these doors and to start our march in the Badarak this Sunday, every Sunday, until the last Sunday of our lives, walking prayerfully with Him, to Him, so that when that last day of our lives comes, we will already know our Lord, because we have walked with Him. He'll be our friend. We'll know who He is. He won't be a stranger. We won't have doubts and questions and fears. But because we walked with Him in this special experience of the Badarak, Sunday after Sunday, from the beginning to the end, we'll know Him. And we'll have nothing to fear. And even in our lives, we'll have nothing to fear at all. Because He is there preparing a place for us. He's preparing a place for every single person in this church today. He's vesting Himself. He is adorning heaven. He's decorating it. He's getting it ready. He's waiting for you. Every single one of you. He's waiting for us as a church. But in that church, He's waiting and calling every single one of you by name. So then the question is, am I coming? Am I on my way? Jesus is calling my name. Jesus wants me to walk toward Him in the Badarak every Sunday, every day of my life. Take a step with all the other Armenians and their families and their loved ones in St. Peter Armenian Church. Am I walking? Am I walking toward that great mystery, which is so great that I can't even imagine it, so holy that I can't even imagine it, so filled with hope that I could never be so confident in my life? Am I walking toward that at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning? Or have I placed obstacles in the path? Have I somehow, incredibly, found other priorities that could be more important than walking with Jesus, walking toward Jesus, walking toward the unapproachable light, walking to the nuptial chamber? What is the nuptial chamber? This is imagery that's for adults only. It's X-rated imagery. It's the wedding bed. It's the wedding chamber. The honeymooning couple, when they come together on their honeymoon night, that's what Jesus is preparing for us. All that expectation, that enormous love, that ecstasy, that joy of a newborn, of a newly married husband and wife. That's what Jesus is calling us to in heaven. Each one of us by name. Pure, unlimited joy and hope. Now, what possible excuse could we have for not walking toward it? But all of us have those excuses. And today is a chance for us, as we look at this beautiful hymn and all that it says to us. It's an invitation, really. An invitation to a journey that has no beginning. A journey for which, no matter how you've lived your lives, you're already on the way. Some of us are a few footsteps ahead. Some of us are a few footsteps behind. But the journey is for every single one of us. Let's set out on that journey. Let's start walking toward that mystery, that profound mystery, with all of the blessings that it holds for us, with the incredible and infinite love that God has for every single one of you, for all of us. Let's set out on that journey. And let's remember these words as we come into church every Sunday. Whether we start at this point in the Badarak, sometimes we start a little bit later in the Badarak. But let us always read these words and remember the wonderful, profound mystery that is our God, Jesus Christ, whom the Armenian people have known and worshipped for 2,000 years. Through the worst of situations, much worse than anyone in this room has seen. So let us walk ahead. Let us walk toward our Lord, and let us answer Him, and let us begin this journey into this mystery of love and of hope. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, now and always. Amen.